Conversion of a Former Satanist, Meeting Jesus Christ by Guy Christ Lukubika of Congo 1. I'm going to talk about my repentance, how I got here, what really happened for me to become a servant of God. I will talk about my repentance, how the Lord liberated me from occultism. It was not easy at this level of Satanism, it was not easy to leave the world of Satan. That's why many stars and celebrities have difficulty leaving this world because of the lust of the flesh, the pleasure of the world, and the goods of this world. It is not easy at all. It is possible thanks to the power that comes from above. It's only the power of Jesus Christ that can pull you away from the world of Satan. The moment you start to fear the name of the Lord and keep the word of God, at that moment, God will start working with you. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of the visitation of God. It's only the fear of the Lord that can spare men from the trap of the enemy. My testimony is a life story. I often say I can start talking for 6 hours each day for 6 months, it's not going to stop. It's a life story. I will begin the conclusion of this testimony by the various missions that the devil gave me. I was digging up the corpses in the cemetery to use them in rituals for people who came to get fetish and solution to different needs from Lucifer. I was just a servant of Lucifer who gave to those who came to the devil the answer to their problem. I played the role of a mediator, for the devil is a spirit that cannot be seen. I was just an intermediary. I did many horrible and abominable things in opposition to God. However, in 1991, I started to go to church. To tell the truth, there was no repentance, because I had not abandoned magic and I kept all my fetishes, my magic accessories, and despite the fact that I was baptized, I was still in Satanism. I was even doing biblical courses at the time that I was still a Satanist. In truth, I was afraid to give up everything because I knew the power of the devil. I never experienced the power of God. My presence in the church was deceit and manipulation. Actually, the devil sent me to this church for a mission while I was coming to this church. In the meantime, people came to my house because they wanted to become rich. They wanted manna falling from the sky. The people who came to my house respected the precepts I gave them. Whenever I tell them to go to sleep in the cemetery, they comply. But I notice that many in the church do not like precepts, instructions, and principles. The Bible says that the blessing of the Lord is not followed by any sorrow, which means that God prepares His children before blessing them. For if you are not prepared, wealth and glory will destroy you. God is a God of principles. When people came to me, they respected the commandments and the precepts. Yet Christians only make requests, they do not respect the divine recommendations. When people came to me for wealth, they make hard sacrifices. Some people sacrifice their legs, others sacrifice their children and their wives. When I was deep in the mystical world, the devil was constantly talking about the imminent return of the Master of Christians. But he never said the name of Christ. For in the spirit world, they don't say the name of Christ. I remember in an instance, when we were in a global summit in the parallel dimension, every Saturday in the world of Satan, there is a global gathering of delegates and highly elevated personalities in charge of beauty, jewelry, fashion, and stylists. They were medical doctors and scientists in this weekly convention where different classes of the elite of human society were assembled. In this congregation assembled before the prince of this world, a Satanist was explaining the opposition he was facing against Christians. He mentioned the name of Jesus by accident. When this man quoted the name of Jesus Christ, there was thunder, lightning, an explosion like a bomb, and we all collapsed on the ground, including Lucifer. Later, when I tried to ask him the question why we had fallen, I saw that he was looking for a way to escape from my question. It was when I came to Christ and I read the Word of God that I understood. I came to know that the master of the adversaries of Satan was Jesus Christ. Brother, very often the devil would say to me, "My son, our adversaries are fighting me in the name of their master." In my talks with the devil, I saw that he was preoccupied with the return of the master of Christians, for in my conversation with him, he kept talking about his adversaries who are God's children and was saying their master is coming. The devil told me, "Those who fight me in the name of their master are in expectation of his imminent return. We must attack them and cool their faith, for time is finished and their master is coming. The return of the master of Christians is imminent. Therefore, we must fight and remove faith in the church." The kingdom of the devil was operational according to a plan established in relation to the return of Jesus Christ. All things were planned in relation to the return of the master of Christians. And when the devil sent me to different churches, he gave me directives against these churches in relation to the return of Christ, who is his adversary. And the devil used to tell me, "My son, the whole world belongs to me, all the land and those who live that belong to me. All those are not in the camp of our adversaries are mine. Those who don't go to church belong to me, but the true Christians are those who keep the word of God, not necessarily those who go to church. You can go to church, but if you do not walk in the Spirit, you belong to Satan. Those who do the will of Satan belong to him, even if they go to church. This is the reason why I was able to kill the so-called Christians, for they go to church and live as they want. In the dark world, the devil had established an end-time system, which included battalions and regiments of disguised God's servants who are actually Satanists sent to various churches with various missions. When the devil sent me to destroy a church in the city, he gave me directives. I was to choke the children of God, to stop God's children from praying and meditating the Bible. I had to cool down their faith and get them to abandon their faith. I had to make sure they are in backsliding and in apostasy, for Satan was anxious about the imminent return of their master. The Bible says, "When the Son of God comes, will he find faith on the earth?" Satan was militating so that these Christians would lose faith as their master is coming. The Word of God said many will abandon their faith and they will follow doctrines of demons. In terms of the end-time strategy of the dark world of pandemonium, the devil instructed and ordered the insertion of a gospel that was in opposition to the true message of Jesus Christ. The gospel that the devil instructed his servants to introduce in the body of Christ was a gospel that will erode the faith of God's children. This was the gospel of prosperity which the satanic servants will spread in churches at the end of time. The devil had made it clear to me by telling me, "You will go into churches and will stop his servants from preaching the biblical and apostolic gospel. You will make sure that they preach the gospel that is centered on material wealth, blessing, and the good of the earth." The end-time plan of the action consisted of getting the servants of God to preach a message based on the earthly and the material good while the return of their master is looming. That was my mission in relation to the return of the master of Christians. The devil told me secrets because he treated me as his son. He said, "My son, you will impoverish Christians by preventing them from giving. You will get them to think that giving offering is for the pastor to benefit totally." The devil said, "You will tell them that the tithe is not biblical. Tell them that tithe is old covenant. You must get them to believe that God does not bless anymore." This word of instruction was given to Satanists, yet the Bible says the hand that gives is the hand that is blessed. The devil was telling me, "My son, you must do everything so that Christians would not evangelize. You must get these Christians to read newspapers and other books instead of the Bible. Yet it is written, 'This book of the Lord should not depart from your mouth, meditate on it day and night.'" The devil tells me, "You must stop my adversaries, these Christians, from reading the Bible." Brothers, the devil knows the Bible from A to Z, from Genesis to Revelation. He often told me that it is necessary to get the world to think that the master of Christians is not God, for I am God. They must consider him as a simple prophet like any other prophet because he is not the Son of God. At one point in 1998, I told myself that in the year 2000, I have to change my life. These inner conversations in my heart and my speech was like a word of knowledge that I repeated in myself. I told myself I must change my life. Actually, I wanted to go to Europe and start a new life and develop my career as a professional wrestler. I kept saying my life must change. Despite all that I had in life, I wanted something that was missing. I was tired in my soul and I cried in my heart. Yet I had money and I had all the material things of the world. At one point it seemed to me that I was lost. I believe that the Lord had put this feeling in me. Though I won many competitions, I wanted a change in my life. In that very moment, the devil asked me to kill a pastor in the city. Back then I disrupted many campaigns of evangelization. Brothers, if you look at my pictures of that time, you will not recognize me. Since I had to sacrifice this pastor, I went to find him in order to kill him. When I got to his house, quickly I saw that the blood of Jesus was covering his house. I could not come close because there was a strong power in that blood. There was a strong heat like the rays of the sun, which were like flames of fire, something like that. There were flaming rays in the blood covering this pastor's home. I could not even approach. When I asked Lucifer about this, he told me, "You cannot give up. You cannot abandon, you have to persist. You have to change the strategy whenever you fail." But he did not tell me why I saw these mysterious phenomena around Christians, yet he kept saying, "We are more powerful than them and we are stronger than men," and so the devil told me, "You always have to insist when you go there. And when it does not work, you have to go back and try again." He tells me, "After 3 days, you're still going to return in order to attack that pastor." So I was preparing to go back and engage the battle against this pastor. It was a certain Friday, I was doing rituals placing snares to capture the souls of men. I mean, I was throwing black powders of death on the ground, so that anyone who tramples it would die and will be transferred to the world of darkness. This powder caused death, sickness, accident. Whenever I was to fight a wrestling game, I had to follow the city in procession, and all those who came to watch were really my victims. They were imprisoned. When people heard the sound of my fanfare, they could not resist because these instruments were kept in cemeteries for days before the fight. I did rituals on that day in the street to bewitch people to follow my procession and attend my game. It is when I was going home that something happened. Let me say that no one talked to me about Jesus Christ, for I had reached a level in Satanism where everyone was scared of me. Pastors were scared of me. No one dared to approach me in order to evangelize me. On that day, after throwing black powder in the street to bewitch people, I was going home after taking control of the neighborhood. Suddenly, I heard someone calling my name. The voice that was calling me called me by the name my parents gave me. None of my friends and colleagues knew that name. You had to be from my family to know this name. Yet I could not see the man that was calling me by my birth name. So I looked around to see who called me, but there was no one around. Actually, in the city, everyone called me the American Wrestler. Brother, when this voice called me for the third time in my biological name, I felt that I was paralyzed. Very quickly I saw in front of me a blazing fire, like a pillar of fire that was beaming rays and flares of light. I heard the voice in my ear that was connected to this manifestation. I felt that the voice that spoke to me came from this pillar of fire. This voice tells me, I'm Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You must understand that everything that you are doing will bring you death and perdition. But I am the life. I chose you from the womb of your mother right from the beginning. Now is the time to give your life to me. It is time to serve me. It was the first time for me to hear the voice of God. I heard the voice of the devil in the past, but this was different. Jesus said, everything will pass, but I am the eternal God. That's how Jesus came to call me. Brother, this was a new experience. I used to listen to the voice of Satan who was sending me on missions of destruction. But on that day, it was not the voice of Lucifer. It was another voice that told me, it's time to give your life to me. Brother, I was chosen from the womb of my mother from the beginning. As Jesus Christ spoke these words in a pillar of fire, I was there like paralyzed in his presence. When he had finished, I had goosebumps, I was emotional and I felt a lot of compassion. I felt empty or abominable. I began to see human sacrifices I did. I felt worthless for I did so much evil. I went straight to my place. That week, on Friday evening, I decided to go to church. And when I went to church on Sunday, everyone in the church was suspicious, for in the past, I came not in good faith. I was there in the church, and the man who was preaching is the one who is my spiritual mentor today. There were also other churches, but the Lord sent me to this church where the devil sent me in the past to kill the pastor. On the day when the pastor preached, I was in tears. He was actually preaching the message of repentance. While he preached on repentance, the Holy Spirit began to show me different visions when I saw how I was doing human sacrifices and how I caused accidents. He showed me how I killed people with diseases, how I cast bad luck on people, how I was digging up bodies in a cemetery. When I saw the abominable works I did for the devil, I felt as if I were a monster. On that day I cried. At the end of the service, the moderator said, "Those who came for the first time should stay because we want to receive them," but I could not stay because I was under pressure from the spirit world. On one hand, I was harassed by Satan and unclean spirits. On the other hand, the Holy Spirit was pressing me to confess. I was between cornered. I could hear the voice of the devil telling me to leave this church. It was a spiritual fight for my soul, as the dark world and the kingdom of heaven were fighting for my soul. Everyone in the church was uncomfortable as they were afraid of me. But that day was my day. When I heard the devil asking me to get out of the church and reclaiming my soul, I had no choice but to leave the church and run away. I had to go out and I ended up leaving and fleeing, and I went home. That very night at 1 o'clock, as I slept, suddenly a strong wind arose in my house. It was as strong as a hurricane. This impetuous wind removed the door from the frame and tumbled all the accessories of the house. Suddenly, I saw Lucifer appearing in person in this powerful wind. He was angry and he appeared as I saw him the first time in the world of darkness. The devil was there in my house in the form of a big anaconda with two arms. He was holding a sword. He was frustrated, and he told me, "Who told you to go to that house where you came from? Who asked you to go that place of my adversary?" In fact, in the world of Satan, it is all about adversary houses, they called Christian assembly houses. The devil was so angry. I told him, "Father, let me explain." I wanted to beg him, but he was so angry that he was roaring in anger. And I felt like I was finished. It was horrible. The devil said, "Since you went to attend the gathering of my adversaries and enemies, you will die in March." When he said that, he disappeared by entering beneath the ground. I stayed there reflecting as we were in February. I had my back to the wall. I did not know what to do. But the Holy Spirit was claiming me. I wanted to apologize to the devil. I told myself I had to get in touch with him again to apologize for a demon in me was telling me, you could beg him to forgive you. Get in touch with him, but I knew there is no mercy and forgiveness in him. Even if I asked him for forgiveness, it was not going to work. He was probably going to kill me. The devil would not want to lose my soul. The devil is a liar. I knew he will read my soul if I ever go to him. I was so scared as it was a dangerous situation. I told myself I already knew Lucifer, but I do not know the power of God. In the end, I decided to experiment with the power of God. To tell the truth, it was by the inspiration of God that I came to this conclusion. I took the decision to follow the path of Christ. When I decided to follow Jesus, I went to see the pastor, though it was 5 a.m. We should always be determined in our decisions. I went to the pastor at 5 a.m. and I knocked on the door of this pastor who had preached at the church. He prayed for me and he said, "The devil is the father of lies. He is a dog with plastic teeth, he can scare but he does not have power. Jesus Christ has already saved you. You are under his protection. The devil came against you with his swords, but he could not touch you for the Lord was already with you." In that morning that pastor prayed for me. From that day onward, I left my house. I fled my house and I started to live in the church when I came to Christ. There were other servants who were coming because my repentance was massive. And when they came to visit me it was times of meditation, exhortation, I was so strengthened in the presence of God. My life was prayer and Bible study, I became familiar with the Lord through His Word. I became familiar with the Holy Spirit and the Lord showed me many things. The Holy Spirit was speaking to me very clearly. Every time I spoke of God's Word, people were stunned by the knowledge. They said, "You just came to Christ. How come you know so much?" I gave people explanations of Bible passages according to the Holy Spirit, for they previously understood the Word according to their intelligence. The three important things I value in the Christian walk are the meditation of God's Word, prayer, and the fear of the Lord. If you have these things, you are going to have visitation of God and divine anointing. There will be visions and supernatural things happening to you. Before attending deliverance, men of God were praying in advance to prepare the deliverance session. In the meantime, I was spending time in fasting and prayer while waiting for the days of my deliverance. The level I had reached in Satanism was so high that serious men of God were needed. All had to be done with precision. For many pastors died like that. They were attacked by the demons for delivering Satanists. The deliverance of Satanists is not a joke. When men of God were praying, the Lord revealed and confirmed the day of my deliverance. It was the Lord Himself who had confirmed the day of my deliverance. On that day we went to the prayer room where the church was praying for people's deliverance. I remember when we arrived they asked me questions about my practice because other pastors who had come to participate did not have precision about my past. I gave them the names of demons who are dwelling in me, such as Dr. Solomon, Paul Berger, the God of Wrestling, the Goddess Jacqueline, the Queen of Love, Beelzebub and Lucifer. I had a legion of demons in me. When prayer began they asked me to make a declaration of confessions. While I was confessing my sins, they began to pray and they were singing songs of worship. Suddenly I fell into unconsciousness. I did not know what was happening. As these four pastors continued to pray, I saw that I was seated on a chair in the middle of a desert that seems like a wilderness. I was bound in chains. While I was in a coma, men of God continued to pray. They were casting out the legions of demons that were in my body. These demons were members of the government of the devil. As the prayer continued, something happened. The pastor reported to me that when I was in a coma, and as demons were leaving my body, suddenly I transformed myself to a monster and I attacked them. When I turned to a monster serpent, there was a mystical rain that began to fall. The rain was satanic. For these men of God were attacked by demons in the middle of the rain. They came under attack. There was heavy gunfire shot against these men of God. These men came under heavy shelling and then were thunderclaps. Brother, in this prayer I have turned to a reptile serpent and these four pastors were in terror and they were horrified. They decided to run for they could not believe what they were seeing. I did not know what was happening for I was in a coma, yet I was transformed into a serpent. In reality the reptile that these pastors saw was the devil himself who came in person. When men of God saw this beast, they ran toward the door to escape. While they were running towards the gate of the church to escape, something happened. The gate of the church and windows disappeared, and they were stuck with a monster who was the devil. There was a sofa and they wanted to go under the sofa to hide. While the satanic rain was pouring, there were thunderclaps hitting them. These were heavy weapons deployed against them when they were about to go under the sofa to hide. The Apostle Benjamin Griessa, who died recently, took courage and he screamed the name of Jesus against the serpent that was threatening them. He resisted the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. As a result, the reptile who was the devil fell down on the floor and took back my shape. When these men of God saw that I have returned to human form, they bound me and they continue to chase the demons. All of these demons were speaking each one with his voice. Queen Jacqueline, the powerful goddess of love, spoke with her feminine voice. The demon Dr. Solomon spoke with his voice. These demons identified themselves and went out one by one, including Lucifer himself. These liberation prayers lasted a day, but it went well because it was prepared beforehand. I had reached a level where my deliverance was dangerous. There was fear of counterattacks, for these demons were Satan's government members who are principalities, but the four pastors had managed to cast out all the demons to confirm my deliverance. They prayed for me to regain my consciousness. While they prayed, I saw myself in this desert tied with chains. While they continued to pray, I saw a column of light like the one that I saw that day the Lord Jesus appeared to me. This pillar of light was like rays and sparkled with flashes of lightning. It was like a projector that was approaching gradually, and it became bigger and more intense. Finally, this light became very enlightening and covered me and hit me. As a result, the chains were broken and I was released from these chains which held me back. I was in this desert and I was wondering where I was. As the men of God continued to pray, my spirit went back in my body. I found myself in the room where I was delivered. I began to tell the men of God what I saw when I was unconscious. Afterward, they began to tell me how I became a monstrous serpent and attacked them. They had the most gruesome encounter of their lives. Thanks to the name of Jesus, they were able to neutralize the enemy. After my deliverance, they went to my secret rooms where items of the parallel world were kept and they burnt all of them. Men have on earth where humans go and animal bones that were buried in my place. They brought a coffin from my secret room. I was taught an ordained minister, but many months later, while I was sleeping in my room, suddenly the devil came into my room to kidnap my soul. I saw him in my room. He came in the shape of an old man and he was extremely angry. He was making threats and intimidating me. He seems to have an anger crisis, for he was enraged. This experience happened when I was sleeping because the devil came in the astral dimension and he wanted to take my soul and leave my body lifeless. When he landed in my room, I could see that he was muscular and he had two horns on his head and his wings were stretched quickly. The devil seized me by the hip in order to fly away with my soul. The way he held me, I saw that my feet were in front and my head on the back. He was trying to cross the wall of my house with my soul, but my feet were hitting the walls of my house. He was unable to get me out through the wall. The devil tried again to cross the wall with me, but my feet were hitting the wall, for there was the opposition and he was extremely enraged. I saw his huge wings that were stretched with his two horns on the head, and he was a muscular old man, and he had breathtaking energy. It was incredible. When the devil tried for the third time to fly away with me, my feet hit the wall. For the third time, he could not transport my soul away, for there was no passage for him. Having realized this fact, he was more enraged and he gave a shout of anger and rage and said, "I will come back." He flew away, leaving my body as the wall was not opened. The devil failed in this attempt because I had nothing that belonged to him and I had nothing that gave him legalities.